Kudiyattam is the last surviving living tradition in the world of Sanskrit theater. Sanskrit being the ancient classical language of India, UNESCO declared this Kudiyattam to be part of the intangible cultural heritage of human civilization. And it's a cultural tradition, artifact of immense interest and value.
How far back do these dramas go?
Well, the plays that are now performed in Kudiyattam, most of them are plays that we think were composed in Kerala in the medieval period, let's say the 9th, 10th, 11th centuries, something like that. But the tradition itself, in the sense of the mode of performance, the kinds of things that happen on stage, the ritual aspects and so on, all of this is continuous with very ancient materials going back to the maybe 2nd century BC or so.
David Shulman, typically what topics or subjects are covered in these plays?
So most of the plays are taken from the great Sanskrit epics, the Mahabharata and the Ramayana, especially the Ramayana, which tells the story of this epic hero Rama, who is an incarnation of the god Vishnu.
Let's talk about a little bit about what spectators will see, because, I mean, these dramas are highly stylized, and maybe you can go a little bit into that. I notice there's a lot of movement with the hands and a lot of movement with the eyes.
That's true. That's what's called abhinaya, the language of gesture. There's a verbal text, which is indeed performed in Sanskrit, but this text also appears in the form of these hand gestures and eye gestures. In other words, these sounds, the words, have to actually be seen in space, as if you were carving out a kind of visible reality of this audible, verbal level in front of the audience's eyes. The audience that comes on Sunday will see a kind of modular, condensed version of this one particular dramatic episode from the epic. They're going to be, subtitles screened on the stage so that the audience can follow the meaning of the hand gestures and the eye gestures and the whole sequence of the story. But you're right that it's not just like listening to a verbal text, not like watching Hamlet. It's more like a kind of multimedia performance where there's the music of the drumming, there's the kind of dance and movement of the actors, including the hand gestures and the eye gestures. There's the verbal text, there's the very stunning, visually compelling costumes, there's a lot of kind of color and synesthetic effects. It's altogether, in my experience, a very kind of ravishing performance. We're very lucky that the Institute of Sacred Music at Yale has been able to bring these people here to the States. It's actually almost a unique exposure to this ancient art.
So David Shulman, thank you so much.
Very welcome. Nice talking to you.